Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. A Madison man lost his life in a car crash at Devil's Lake State Park. Sunday night at approximately 6:30, the Sauk County Communications Center received multiple reports of a single vehicle traffic crash on the exit road of Devil's Lake State Park just south of County Highway DL in the town of Baraboo. Callers advised that the crash involved serious injuries to multiple people. The initial investigation shows that a car was traveling northbound on the one-lane, one-way exit road leaving Devil's Lake State Park. The vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed and failed to negotiate a sweeping right-hand curve in the roadway. The vehicle departed the road to the left and struck several large trees before coming to rest against a tree. The driver of the vehicle, a 24-year-old man from Madison, died at the scene. Two passengers, a 22-year-old Madison man and a 24-year-old woman from Brilliant, were transported to a regional hospital due to serious life-threatening injuries. The names of those involved are being withheld at this time, pending notification of family. This crash remains under investigation by the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wardens, Baraboo Area Fire and EMS District personnel, UW MedFlight, and the Sauk County Coroner's Office. Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order directing the Wisconsin Department of Health Services to use every lever and take every action available to ensure Wisconsinites can access safe, effective vaccines to help keep themselves and their families safe. The governor's announcement comes as the Trump administration continues its efforts to limit access to safe vaccines, including the COVID-19 vaccine, which was originally authorized and approved without cutting corners in safety or effectiveness under the previous Trump administration. The governor's executive order directs DHS to continually monitor and review immunization recommendations, issue guidance on the COVID-19 vaccine, determine whether any additional measures that may be necessary to provide clarity and guidance on other routine vaccines, and as appropriate, directs the chief medical officers to issue a standing order to allow and enable Wisconsinites to take steps to keep themselves and their families safe by getting a vaccine at local pharmacies. Bad news for consumers of a beverage many Wisconsinites love. A new study from Radboud University in the Netherlands shows that mosquitoes are especially attracted to beer drinkers. Researchers had 500 volunteers in Amsterdam filled out questionnaires about their hygiene, diet, and behavior, then placed each participant's arm into a cage of mosquitoes. Beer drinkers were 1.35 times more likely to encounter mosquitoes than those who didn't. Southeast Wisconsin is experiencing a significant increase in mosquitoes due to recent historic flooding. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.88 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 3.9 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 8.5 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.67 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.59 a gallon, a difference of 92 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 3.6 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.12 a gallon. The national average is down 1.8 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 2.8 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 2.6 cents compared to a week ago and stands at $3.66 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, quote, "The good news is that the transition to cheaper winter gasoline begins tomorrow across most of the nation, and with improvements underway in the West Coast market, I expect that average gas prices will continue to decline in the weeks ahead in most states, assuming hurricane season remains quiet." The Community Players of Southwestern Wisconsin will be presenting Pride and Prejudice this fall. Pride and Prejudice is one of the best-known romances in English literature. Written by Jane Austen when she was only 21, it was first published 17 years later in 1813. The main plot recounts the relationship between the witty and independent Lizzie Bennet and the proud but socially awkward Mr. Darcy. After getting off on the wrong foot at their first meeting due to his pride, Lizzie takes an instant dislike to him, her prejudice. As events unfold with the other characters, Lizzie is able to reassess her opinion of Mr. Darcy and see that she was too hasty in her appraisal of his character. The cast includes Emily Zoraya as Elizabeth Bennet, Callie Zenzig as Jane Bennet, Ashley Fogle as Mary Bennet, Maddie Kratzenberg as Kitty Bennet, Stella Woodhouse as Lydia Bennet, David Tim as Mr. Bennet, Summer Rowe as Mrs. Bennet, Matt Rowe as Mr. Darcy, Allison Adams as Georgiana Darcy, Elis Staffsleen as Lady Anne and Louisa Hurst, Jen Horton as Caroline Bingley, Alicia Woodhouse as Mrs. Gardner, Cameron Cormacan as William Lucas and Mr. Gardner, Faith Morga as Charlotte Lucas, Kevin Riley as Mr. Collins, Joanne Tesser as Mrs. Reynolds, Sharon Zales as Catherine DeBorg, and Mrs. Reynolds and Jean Burkett as Catherine DeBorg. Pride and Prejudice will be presented Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th, and 17th and 18th at 7, with Sunday matinees at 2 on October 12th and 19th. Tickets will be $15 for adults and $10 for children. All shows will be at the Richland Center City Auditorium. The Milk into Cheese program recently held its annual fundraising campaign. This was the big push, but donations are accepted year-round. Organizer Ed Chitwood reports that enough funds were raised to purchase just over 800 pounds of cheese for the area food pantries. Tax-deductible monetary donations can be made any time throughout the year by mailing a check payable to Milk into Cheese, care of Ed Chitwood, 16025 Eddy's Lane, Blue River, 53518. Ed and Linda Chitwood will be hosting the annual Milk into Cheese Fall Color Hayride Sunday, September 28th at 1. The hayride is free, but free will donations are appreciated and will be used to support the Milk into Cheese program. The Milk into Cheese Hayride will start near the Chitwoods' home. Take Birds Creek Valley Drive off Highway 60 and then follow the signs to the staging area. Reservations are not necessary but are appreciated. Reservations can be made by calling 608-537-2340. Be sure to leave a message if you do not get an answer, letting the Chitwoods know how many will be in your party. The American Heart Association is recognizing SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo for its commitment to high-quality heart failure care and its work to improve health outcomes for patients with chronic conditions. The hospital recently received the Get With the Guidelines Rural Heart Failure Silver Award, honoring its success in applying the AHA's evidence-based guidelines to improve outcomes for patients in rural communities. This award reflects performance in heart failure care in 2024 and highlights the hospital's dedication to providing equitable access to expert care. St. Clair Hospital also earned the Get With the Guidelines Heart Failure Gold Plus Award with inclusion on both the Target Heart Failure Optimal and Target Type 2 Diabetes Honor Rolls. These recognitions underscore the hospital's sustained excellence in heart failure treatment and its proactive approach to managing patients with type 2 diabetes. The AHA's Get With the Guidelines is a proven in-hospital approach to improving patient health outcomes across cardiovascular and stroke care. Each Get With the Guidelines program follows the latest research, driving guidelines and measurement, while providing clinical teams with data and information that helps continually improve patient care. This month, the American Red Cross is reminding you that giving blood now helps support patients the moment they need medical care. Donors of all types, especially those with types O positive and B negative blood, are asked to make an appointment to give. Blood drives will be held in the area this week. Two blood drives will be held Wednesday. The first will be from 11 to 4 at Dodgeville High School. The second will be held from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. To book a time to give blood or platelets at any blood drive, visit redcrossblood.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or use the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's Calendar Raffle are Randy Rockweiler on ticket 568 and Barb Dorn on ticket 915.